The African people are a great people.
Abale kuno kwa Afrika ndi abale okoma.
God loves you, everyone.
Adi yes wine kwa mabundani.
Word of God says God is love.
Mamlunga kuna kuti mulungu ndi chikondi.
He that loves is born with God.
Yeyo anati konda anati bereka simamulungu.
So I thank God for you very much.
Ndifuna kutokoza mulungu chifukwa cha inu.
And the pastors that's represented here today. I want each one of them to know that I'm here to lend my hand to help you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm here to put my shoulder to the wheel. Yes. Amen. The work of the Lord is one. Yes. Irregardless of what nation it's in. But God has given my wife and myself a special love for the African people.
Amen.
Amen. We had invitations to go other places, but we choose Africa. We've been coming to Africa now for a few years. And we love each time we come. Because African people have something special.
Yeah.
During the winter months as we watch these videos, we get homesick to come back home to Africa.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. I was born.
Amen.
Amen. In the Lord we're all the same color.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost has no color.
Yes.
Yes.
One spirit, we're all baptized into one body.
That's right.
Yes.
We're Gentiles. And God sent us a special apostle. His name
is
Saint Paul. I won't read about him today.
Right.
And the word says he's our father. He's the father of the message.
Amen.
Amen. Under the Lord Jesus Christ, of course.
And I'm with a Christian.
So I want to read today from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. And notice the reading of the word very careful. Paul said, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you.
Sindilembera izi kukuchititsani manyazi, koma kuchenjeza inu mungana anga okondedwa.
For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ,
pakuti mungakhale muli nawo aphunzitsi khumi mwa Khristu, mulibe atate ambiri. Pakuti mwa Khristu Yesu ine ndinabala inu mwa uthenga wabwino.
Yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me.
Pakuti mwa mulibe atate ambiri, pakuti mwa Khristu Yesu ine ndinabala inu mwa uthenga wabwino.
For this cause I have sent unto you Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church.
Chifukwa cha ichi ndatuma kwa inu Timoteyu, nje mwana wanga wokondedwa ndi wokhulupirika mwa Ambuye, amene adzakumbutsa inu njira zanga za mwa Khristu, monga ndinaphunzitsa posepa mipingo yonse.
I want you to notice,
ndifuna kuti mukaone kwapa,
in reading the word of God,
pamene tikuwerenga mau a,
that Paul said, though you have 10,000 instructors,
kuti Paulo akulankhula ngakhale muli nawo aphunzitsi ndiwo ndi ophunzitsani.
But you have not many fathers, he said.
Koma mulibe atate ambiri.
He said, I have begotten you in Christ.
Akuti ndakuberekani inuyo mwa Kristu.
And you're my beloved children.
Kotero inu yeyo anali mwana wake monga mokhudzana ndi utsenga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have a father.
Kotero ife tinayi bambu.
Amen. He's our father also.
Ipenso amene Paulo ndi bambo wathu.
Because we're Gentiles.
Ifwa ife ndi amitundu.
And Paul was that apostle that God sent to us Gentiles.
Paulo sakunda kuti ndayika maziko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the one that had the gospel for the Gentiles and the authority to preach it.
Yeyo anabasuda mpampu ndula mulilo kuti akalikile
kwa. Oh yes, amen.
Yeah.
When Christ came, he could not go to the Gentiles.
Pamene Yesu Kristo pamene anabwera sanapite kwa mitundu.
And he told his apostles.
Anauza ophunzira ake Yesu Kristo.
And this is recorded in Matthew chapter 10.
Chapter 10.
He said, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He said, don't go in the way of the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but go only to the house of Israel. And then on the day of
Pentecost,
when the Holy Ghost came, it came only to Israel.
Unangobwera kwa Israel.
There was Jews gathered of all nations.
Ayuda onse amayikosera sena anasonkhana pamodzi.
To celebrate that day of Pentecost.
Anakhala tsiku limene osangala ndi kukhala odalitsika.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the disciples went about preaching everywhere.
Kotero ophunzira kamena kuti atumwi anapita mbali zosera sena napita kulalikira uthenga.
Book of Acts, the 19th chapter, or the 11th chapter, verse 19.
Acts 11:19.
He said they went everywhere preaching the gospel, but only, notice this, they went everywhere preaching the gospel, but only to the Jews.
Akulankhula kuti anapita kalalikira uthenga pa malo onse koma kwa Yuda okha.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Jews had it.
Ndi Ayuda anachilandira ichi.
But God had a bride for his son.
Yes, koma Mulungu anali ndi mkwatibwe wa mwana wake.
And she was a Gentile.
Amene anali wa mitundu.
So in Acts chapter 10.
Ndi mukavula kumukwa machiti atumwi chapter 10.
God sent Peter over to the Gentiles.
Ndiye Mulungu anatuma Petro apite kwa mitu.
Over to Cornelius' house.
Yes, sir. Ndiye anapita kumenefu.
Sent Peter over to Cornelius' house.
Ndiye pamenepo Petro anapita kumenefu.
To take his key and open the door.
Kuti anatenga makii namba kutsegula zitseko.
And he began to preach to the Gentiles.
Naamba kulalikira kwa mitundu.
And the Holy Ghost fell on them too.
Kotero nsimwe laso unagwa pakati pawo.
So the Gentiles had a Pentecost too.
Amen.
Kotero so amitundu laso.
It was about 8 years.
Yansimoyera.
About 8 years after the Jews had theirs.
But I mean the Panango Pita Saka 8, you dance on a little Pentecost
to now the door is open to the Gentiles.
Aba como la Sigopa Mishu.
Now God's going to send them a gospel.
Murunga to Missas and also Tenga.
Because they never were under the law. They never were under the covenant that God made with
Abraham.
Paul said you are lost without God having no hope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has included you.
Amen.
The
whole of God. So when Jesus Christ came, he could not preach to them. He could not preach to the Gentiles. He didn't preach to the Gentiles, neither did the apostles.
Kwa mitundu, analikira kwa Yuda.
Amen.
Amen.
But he had somebody that was going to preach to him.
Yeah, na na muntu wina wake amene anena kutaka alikire kwa mitundu.
The Lord knew exactly what he was going to do.
Mulunga majua mwino, simeneo, amena atumida ata akachite kumenefu.
He came down and incarnated himself in a man.
Yeah, na mwela, na kama mtu amene amena nantumayo.
Just like he's incarnating himself in us.
Yes.
It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
And he gave this man the very mind of Christ.
Yes.
He gave him the answer for the Gentiles. Now I want to turn and read in the 15th chapter of the book of Romans.
Chapter 15, chapter of Roma.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, Paul is the father of the message for the
Gentiles.
Yes.
Yes, he
is. And he wrote us 14 books, tell us what to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, in Romans 15th chapter.
Aloma chapter 15.
I want to read first verse 8. Because verse 8 tells us that Jesus Christ had the message for the circumcised, which was
Jews.
He could not go to the Gentiles because he was bound by a covenant God made with Abraham. So he could not go to the Gentiles. Let's read this. Romans 8, Romans 15 and 8. It reads like this. Now I say that Jesus Christ was the minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promise made unto the Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want you to notice that. It was Jesus Christ. He had the message for the Jews. One time a Gentile lady came to him. Her daughter was grievously ill. But Jesus told her it wasn't meet to take the children's bread and give the dogs. But she said unto him, but the dogs desire the crumbs that fall from the
last.
She was a humble woman. So God's mercy overrode the covenant. And he gave her what she needed.
Hallelujah.
Oh, she was the door had not been opened to the Gentiles yet.
But
hallelujah. God always make a way. But I want you to notice verse 15 of this chapter. I believe we'll read 14 through 16. And it says, and I myself am persuaded of you, brethren, that you are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another.
Koma ine ndekanso abayanga nditsimikiza mtima zainu. Kuti inu nokanso muli odza ndi ubwino odzadzwa ndi kudziwitsa kose ndi kukhoza kudandaulirana wina ndi nzache.
Nevertheless, brethren, I have written to you the more boldly in some sorts as putting you in mind because of the grace of God given unto me.
Koma mwina ndaposa kukulembelani molimba mtima monga kukukumbutsaninso chifukwa cha chisomo chopatsidwa kwa ine ndi Mulungu.
Now watch verse 16. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to you Gentiles. Ministering the gospel of God. Ministering the gospel of God.
Verse 16.
Okay. Kuti ndikale ntumikwa Yesu Kristu kwa anthu amitundu wakutumikira uthenga wabwino wa Mulungu.
that the offering up of the Gentiles might be accepted, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost.
Kuti kupeleka kwaje kwa anthu amitundu kulandilike koyeresedwa ndi mzimu woyera.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to notice that.
What did you want up?
Jesus Christ had the gospel for the circumcision, which was Jews.
I'm with the Christo and I now think I quite am it.
He couldn't go to the Gentiles.
Yes, I can ask you that.
He told his apostles not to go to the Gentiles. He had us in reserve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he had to give the Jews a chance.
He wanted
to take out the nation of Israel. A people to rule and reign with him in the millennium. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He told the 12 apostles in the book of Matthew, the 19th chapter.
Chapter 19.
Peter said unto them,
What
shall we have therefore, Lord? We've left all and followed you. Jesus said, you that have followed me in this life, in the millennium, you'll set up on 12 thrones.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're
going to rule over the Gentiles. Isn't that good? The brethren not going to rule over the
wives.
If my brother comes to tell my wife what to do, he's got to deal with me. If my brothers try to tell my wife what to do,
then he's got to deal with me.
Then he's got to deal with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Is that right? Glory to God. She's my wife. He's my brother. And there's a big difference in a wife and a brother.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
To the Jews, Jesus is his elder brother. But to the Gentiles, he's the bridegroom.
Amen.
So my brother better not try to tell my wife what to do.
Yeah. Because
that will get that right there. I don't want my brothers messing around with her.
Amen.
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 Amen. So he takes out the people of the Gentiles to be his wife. To be his bride.
Yes.
And he makes us bone of his bone. Flesh of his flesh. Word of his word. And he is the word.
His
wife becomes the same.
Amen.
Because she becomes one with him. Whatever he is, that's what she becomes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now he's got some brethren. That's the Jews. It's just like when Joseph was down in Egypt. His brothers sold him out to the Egyptians. And he was put in prison. But Pharaoh exalted him. Made him second in all the land of Egypt. While he was there, he got a Gentile bride.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. you, Lord.
Amen. Later on, the brethren came down
and
need you.
Yes.
By this time, he done got a Gentile bride. And two children by her.
Yes.
And they become part of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Hallelujah.
There's 12 apostles to the Israel. But Paul's that 13th apostle. There's 12 foundations to the wall of that city. They're named after 12 apostles to the Jews. But within that city, there's a
bribery.
Paul said, I laid the foundation for this.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's read about that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This is going to get good after a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I love my wife. I love my brothers and respect them, but not like I do my wife.
Amen.
Amen. My brothers don't go home with me at night.
Mm.
My brothers don't travel with me. And my brother certainly don't sleep in the same bed I sleep in.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But my wife does. Amen. She's my wife. She's part of me. She got my mind.
Yeah.
And everything I'm worth, she's worth the same.
Yeah.
She's joint heirs with me.
Yeah.
What's mine is hers.
Yeah.
And hers is mine.
Yeah.
We're
if you're more.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now we're going to begin reading here in the ninth verse of chapter 3, 1 Corinthians.
I'm going to read about chapter 3, verse 9.
Paul said, for we're laborers together with God. Ye are God's building, you're God's husbandry. Watch this foundation that Paul laid
now.
According to the grace of God which is given unto me, personal pronoun, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation.
Hallelujah.
This is not something the Jews done now. Amen. This is something the apostles to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a special foundation for us to build upon. And he gave us 14 books how to build. That's the writing of St. Paul. Someone told me if it didn't come from Jerusalem, you don't have to accept it. But not one of Paul's letters was wrote from Jerusalem. He was out among the Gentiles when he rose. Yes. And he said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles.
Yes.
He said, I have laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Now watch the word. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid which is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now we're talking about Gentiles now.
situka mazamitu zamitu ndipakapa.
He said, I have laid the foundation.
Akugamba kuti ndaika maziko.
But let everyone take heed how he build thereon.
Ndiye aliyesa unesese mene anga mangire.
You gotta know Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles to build right.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll try to mix the Jew and Gentile together and won't work.
Amen.
I don't want to mix my wife with my brother. I don't want to share my wife with my brother. Amen. He'll take out the Gentiles of people for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love him now, folks? Amen.
Amen.
Now, Peter had the gospel for the circumcision at the
Pentecost.
He had the gospel for the Jews. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God, I'm about to shout and talk in tongue at the same time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You wouldn't know while I was talking in tongues or not, would you?
Glory.
Praise
God.
Yes! Hallelujah!
Come on now!
Amen! 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 Praise the Lord! Amen! My wife takes my checkbook and writes a check whenever she needs something.
Oh, my Lord!
Because I trust her.
Because anything in the bank's half hers anyway.
Yes.
And I know she's not going to waste me.
Yeah. Amen. She got my mind. She know what I would do if it was just me. And that's what you are. You got the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You know what Christ wants done. Amen. This gospel don't take pride. He got the whole world in his hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead. Take your time, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Now in Galatians chapter 2.
Galatians chapter 2.
Let's read about Paul. The Jews were up at Jerusalem having a conference.
Yes.
They were going to try to show Paul a thing or two.
Yeah, but to point out, I'm going to say Paul, Galatians chapter 2.
Let's show old Paul what we're doing. Let's invite him up and show us how we're doing. We'll show him he ain't doing nothing compared to what we're doing. But when Paul got there, it was right the other way. Let's read about it.
All
right, says here, verse 1.
Then
after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. I like this next verse. He said, I went up by revelation.
Koma ndinakwera kunkago
makumbulu. Hallelujah. He weren't just playing around, he was walking after the Spirit of Almighty God.
Yes, anangopita napita malingana ni mpamvu ya nzimu wa Mungu.
He went up by revelation, see.
Makumbulu.
You are right.
Amen.
Amen. He wanted to see what these fellows was doing.
We're going to spend our body kuchita.
He's been out among the Gentiles, just turned the world upside down.
Yeah, na pita pa mitundu na kpedesa na pangasindiza zikuru.
They said about Paul and Barnabas, these two men have come hither that turned the world upside down.
Kuti baba Paulo ndi zake pamena bwera zonse zinasukunikira.
I tell you, this church world has been turned upside down.
Yes.
Wona pakati pano dzikoso la kpedeseka ndi uthenga amene kupita pamalo onse.
Yeah, we get back to the word of God and begin to preach this and turn them inside out.
Pamene tikakhala mamulungu kulalikira mamulungu kupangisa dziko lipaka na kupedeseka.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, it's waking some up and shaking some
up. Yes.
But the job's getting done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All over the world. There's a Gentile bride. Raise up her head and say there's hope.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Paul said it went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel.
Ndipo ndinawauza uthenga wabwino umene ndidaulalikira kwa mitundu.
Amen. Everybody say that gospel.
Aliyesa nene kuti uthenga umenewo.
Uthenga umenewo.
That gospel is what Paul was preaching.
Uthenga umenewo Paul anaulalikira.
Uthenga umenewo Paul preaching of the power.
Amaulalikira ndi mphamvu.
Amaulalikira ndi mphamvu.
Hallelujah. Amen. Went up and communicated them to that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles. Woo! Hallelujah.
Watch
it. Amen. That gospel.
Go ahead, man.
That gospel I preach among the Gentiles.
Okay.
Oh, that's in verse 2.
Okay, koma ndinabwera kunkako mokumbuluka ndipo ndinawawuza uthenga wabwino kumene ndinawulalikira kwa mitundu koma nseri kwa iwo omveka kuti kapena ndikathamange chabe.
They finished the verse. You finished the verse. Okay, all right, verse 3.
Okay.
But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised.
Komatu ngakhale Tito amene anali ndi ine ndiye mherene.
Because the false brethren that unaware brought in, who came in to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into
bondage.
Amen. The Gentiles Paul was teaching, they didn't have to be circumcised. But some of those stinking Jews was peeping through the knot hole in the outhouse and found out that Titus wasn't circumcised. We can't have this fellow, he's not circumcised. How did they know? They should have been peeping around where they didn't need to be peeping.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. They came in to spy out our liberties. Verse 5 says, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you.
Koma sida wafu mukira ko wagonjera ngakhale ola limodzi.
Ndichona
cha uthenga wabwino chikhalebe ndinu.
They said, get that tie circumcised or we're not going to listen. Paul said, to whom we gave subjection, no, not for an hour. Paul said, this is the way it is, take it or leave it. Because God's called him to preach to the Gentiles. Either you preach to the Jews while you want to. If you want to keep
one
of the law, that's up to you. But God's got a bride and she's set free.
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
Notice verse 6. But those who seem to be somewhat in conference, whatever they were, it makes no matter to God. God accepts no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Paul. Stand up that brother and plant.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, brother. Iwo omveka o sana onyezela ine kantu.
Amen. Paul said Peter and those fellows added nothing to me.
Yeah. Akumuza Paulo kumuza Petro chicho sinachita suba sinachitepo kantu supa ine.
But contrary why?
Kuma mzumo mwa sempa na mwotu sana nazo.
Verse 7, but contrary wise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed to me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter.
Koma apena pa kuona kuti anaikiza kwa ina utenga wabwino wakusadulidwa, munga maa Petro utenga wabwino wanduidwe.
Amen, amen, amen. The move's on for the bride.
Yeah.
We're marching to Zion.
Yeah.
Get out of the way, brethren, because here come the bride.
Yeah.
And she's all dressed in fine linen.
Yeah.
Which is the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And there's a wedding taking place by the revelation of the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. They added nothing to Paul but contrary why. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're taking notes, be sure to get verse 7. Because it talks about there the gospel of the uncircumcision and the gospel of the circumcision, two gospels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now many things that was in the gospel of the uncircumcision and the circumcision was the same.
Utenga kawako mitundu, wakanduridweka, kosaduridwa.
They had the same baptism, the belief of same one God.
That's right.
But the Jews continued to keep the law. They preached except they be circumcised and keep the law, they cannot be saved.
Amen.
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 Some of them went to Paul's church. The church that Paul was preaching to. Acts 15:1. And they said, except you be circumcised, keep the law, you cannot be saved. Paul said, I'm not going to stand for this. Him and Barnabas went up and confronted those other apostles. After much disputation for several days, they told Paul, well, go on to the Gentiles then. We've concluded they don't have to be circumcised.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep on keeping the law.
Yeah.
Amen. That was the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcised. That was the gospel for the bride and the gospel for the brethren.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 From time to time, I hug my wife and kiss her and tell her I love her. But I certainly don't hug my brother and kiss him and tell him I love him.
Yeah.
No. That would be contrary to nature. Amen. Amen. But it's perfectly natural for me to hug my wife and kiss her.
She's
my wife. Amen.
Amen.
Not my brother,
sir. No.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah.
Glory.
Now watch verse 8.
Yeah, verse 8.
It says, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles.
Wakuti ye wakuchita mwa Petro kunituma kwa odulirwa anachita so mwa ine kunituma kwa amitundu.
If I had the energy, I'd run. Yes.
Amen.
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 Now notice he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision. The same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, Paul wrote in Galatians 1.
Paul akulemba kwa Galatia chapter 1.
Yes. He was writing to his people, the bride. He's our father. He said, if any man preach any other thing, let him be accursed.
Yes.
Oh, Peter was preaching a different thing, but he wasn't a curse. But he was preaching to a different people. If you preach to the bride, you better preach the same thing Paul preached. If you're preaching to the Jews, then go after Peter.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Listen at this now as we read a little further.
Verse 9
says, when Peter, or when James, Cephas, which is Peter, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. See, Paul still, old Peter still hung up there. He called us heathen. Well, praise God, I'm glad I'm a heathen because he took the heathen to
make
a bride. He took us from the guttermost, made us the uttermost. That's what God's doing here in Africa. Over in Zambia. Meeting going, the people are getting blessed of God.
Hallelujah.
We're the bride and I'm one of you. I'm part of it. My skin may not be the same color, but my spirit is.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're Gentiles. Amen.
Amen.
We got a husband.
Yeah.
His name's Jesus.
Jesus.
And he loves us.
Yeah.
He's committed himself to us. And we committed ourselves to him. And now we're one. We're united together. Now I want you to notice this verse. When they perceived the grace that was given to me and Barnabas, they gave us the right hand of fellowship. That we should go to the heathen, they unto the circumcision. Other words, we'll go to, Peter said, we'll go to the respectable people. You won't go to those low-down Gentiles, go on. But it don't mean we have to go. We're going to go on to the circumcision.
We're
going to stay with our own kind.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So Paul stood around and watched, see what was going on.
Yeah, Paul abakuyanga na zimene zikuchitika.
Verse 11 says.
Verse 11.
When Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was a blind.
Koma abamene Kefa anaza kwa Antiokeya ndinatsutsana naye pamaso pache pakuti anatsutsika olakwa.
I mean, it says Peter, Paul withstood Peter. Paul withstood Peter because he was a blind.
Yeah, mkwona abamona Paul apa ndithu akutsutsana naye Petro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Peter was trying to put that Jewish gospel over on the bride. Which includes keeping the law. And circumcision. And washing the pots and pans. Paul said, I withstood him to the face because he was blind. Peter tried to play two ends against the middle. Because verse says, before that certain came from James, he did eat with a Gentile, but when they were come, he withdrew himself and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision.
Pakuti asafika ena ochokera kwa Yakobo anadya pamodzi ndi amitundu koma akadza iwo anadzibweza ndi kudzipatula yekha pakuopa iwo akundulidwe.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to Colossians 1.
Colossians chapter 1.
Hallelujah. Well, verses 24 and 25.
Verse 24 and 25.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you love him?
Yes.
Amen.
Aren't
you glad God sent us a special apostle? Them Jews can do their bickering about what to keep the law or not, but we're going on with God.
Yes.
Amen. There's some trying to put us under the law now. Trying to put us under law of do's and don'ts. It ain't a law of do's and don'ts. It let Christ live his life through us. And if Christ lived his life, his will do what we need to do, and we don't do what we don't need to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because it's not us, but it's Christ that lives in me, Paul.
Yes.
Now this is the man that Paul, that God elected to be the apostle to the Gentiles. I want to begin reading verse 23. He said, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, which was preached to you, preach to every creature under the heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
Amen.
Ngatitu mukhalabe mchikhulupiriro ochilimika ndi okhazikika ndi osasunthika kulekana nacho chiyembekezo cha uthenga wabwino umene mudaumva olalikidwa cholengedwa chonse cha pansi pa thambo umene ine Paulo ndakhala mtumiki wake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Paul wasn't one of the 12, he was the 13th one.
Paulo tanayao nkulu yatu atumwi 12. Yeah, anali wa number 13.
Hallelujah. 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 Now watch what he says here.
Ndidao na nimene yakulankula apa.
He says, who now rejoice in my suffering for you.
Kuti iyeyo amene ndithu ali ku gawa nawo mu kusangala kwake chipo cha inu.
He suffered for you Gentiles. Amen. He was rejected of the brethren. Hallelujah. He was treated badly. Because he went to the Gentiles. But he rejoiced because he knew Christ was getting the bride.
Whereof
I was, okay, who now rejoice in my suffering for you, and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Now catch that one.
So pano ndiko ndirana nazo zowawa zo chifukwa cha inu. Ndipo ndikwanilisa zoperevera za chisautso cha Kristu ntipilanga chifukwa cha tupilache ndilo ecclesia.
Hallelujah. Remember the scripture we read there in Romans 15 and 16?
Nemukumbukire lemba limeta kuleka kwa Roma chapter 15 and 16.
Paul said, I am made the minister of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles.
Paul akuna kuti neo ndaikida utumiki wa Kristu kwa inu amitundu.
Here he says, I suffer in my flesh for the body's sake.
The apostle Paul akuna kuti ndikuzunzika chifukwa cha thupi la Kristu.
He said, where I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Munga mau dindo wa mulungu mene anandipasa ile wa kujitza inu kupanili samau wa mulungu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
He suffered for you.
Amen.
He suffered for the body is saved.
Yes.
He was made that minister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There wasn't two of them, just one.
And he
wrote all his books from out in the Gentile world. He had no ministry in Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The 12 apostles laid 12 foundations for the wall of that
city.
But Paul laid the foundation for the bride. Amen. That city is four square. There's the gates made up of Israel and also the wall. But Paul laid the foundation. And inside the city near the throne.
God Mansinda Bafubindi Bando Wachifumu.
That was the bride tree.
Amen.
And the Bible says she, everybody says she.
She
brought forth her fruit.
Amen.
Not the brethren, the bride. She brings forth her fruit. She bears her fruit. Paul told the Gentile bride there's nine fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
He gave the Gentile bride, Christ gave the Gentile bride the nine gifts of the Spirit.
Nine
gifts of the Spirit, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now Peter told us how to be baptized in water, which is a natural baptism.
Yes.
Anybody can be baptized in water whether you're saved or not. But Paul told us about a spiritual baptism. By one spirit you're baptized into one body and only Christ can do it.
Amen.
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 So God has an apostle to get us engaged to Christ. He's going to have an apostle in this hour to get us married to Christ.
Amen.
Nowhere did Peter speak of a fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Amen. But to the Gentile bride, that was given a fivefold ministry.
Yes.
For the perfecting of the saints. Amen. Apostle Christ. All this for the perfecting of the bride,
saints.
Peter not one time spoke of a fivefold ministry.
Pedro quando vinha para o posto na cambabo zaudo
migusan. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Peter not one time spoke of being baptized into the body of Christ.
Quando Pedro na cambabo zote kabatizidwe mutupi na mweso Kristo.
Peter didn't tell us to get the mind of Christ.
Pedro quando vinha na cambabo kudia digakai nao maganizo kapena malingali wa Kristo.
Peter didn't say I would that y'all speak the same thing. And be of the same mind and same judgment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
How many sees the gospel of the circumcised man uncircumcised?
Ndiangade mina kuona pakuti pali utenga wandulidwe nutenga opanda kudulidwa.
Amen.
Amen.
So Paul got lonesome out among the Gentiles. He decided to go home to Mother Jerusalem one time. He wanted to go see the 12.
The 12 apostles.
I want to go up to the Jerusalem. Let's read about in Acts 21. This is the scripture.
Chapter 21.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. All right, listen to it now. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. I want to start reading verse
18.
Acts 21, verse 18. If you're taking notes, this is a good one.
Acts 21, verse 18.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read like this. And the following day, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present.
Ipo mama che Paulo analoa nafe kwa Yakobo diagulose analipo mwepo.
And when they had saluted, when he had saluted them, he declared particular what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. Watch what he did now. He wanted to tell James and the other apostles what God has done through his ministry to the Gentiles. Because he was preaching to the Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen. Watch what he says here. Verse 20. When they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. And they are informed of thee that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the custom.
Ndipo anamva za iwe kuti uphunzisa Yuda wonse akwamitundu apatukane naye Mose ndikuti asadule anawo kapena asaende monga mwa miyambo.
What is it therefore? The multitude must need come together, for they will hear that thou art come.
Ndiyani sono adzamva ndithu kuti wafika.
Amen. Now they said the multitude to hear you coming, Paul. They'd rather have a wild bull walk in there than Paul. Sorry. Hallelujah. I'd rather have a wild bull walk in that church than Paul.
Amalolela muntu wina abwere wina wake ndi mphamvu mpingo wawo.
Hallelujah. They said they'll hear you coming, Paul.
Ndaona kuti sikona ndabwera mu mphamvu.
Hallelujah. Do this that we say unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Watch it now.
Come on now.
Do therefore this that we say unto you, for we have four men which have a vow on them. Them take and purify thyself with them and be at charge with them that they may shave their head and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing but that thou thyself also walk orderly and keep the law. Now watch here. You want to read it, brother?
Chifukwa chache uchite ichitukuza iwe. Chinawa amuna anai amene anawinda. Amene wa watenge nusi eresi na hako mozi. Nwa alipirile kuti amete mutu. Ndipo azazi wa ose kuti zonveka za iwe nzachabe. Kuma kuti iwe wekaso uye ndamolu njika nusunga chilamulo.
Hallelujah. Notice that.
Dana na.
Paul, do what we tell you.
Chidani mene ndukuza niru.
If you don't, you're going to get us all in trouble. Because they've done heard that you said the Gentiles didn't have to be circumcised.
Yeah.
They've done heard that you said they didn't have to keep the law of Moses. But let me tell you how we can get out of this fix. You shave your head and take a vow.
Yes.
And pretend you're keeping the law
too.
Amen. Amen. Watch what verse 25. As touching Gentiles which believe, notice it makes a difference. As touching Gentiles which believe, as touching Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save that only they keep themselves from things offered to idols and from blood, and that thou should avoid fornication. What? Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the days of purification until that an offering should be offered unto every one of them.
Koma kunena za amitundu ada kubilao da lembera ndi kulamulira kuti asale zoperekedwa koma fano ndi mwazi ndi zopotwa ndi dama pamenepo Paulo anatenga anthuwo ndipo mamwa ache mmene adadziyeretsa nawo pamodzi analowa mkachi sinawa uza chimalizidwe cha masiku akuyeretsa kufikira adawaperekera iwo osentulo.
Hallelujah. You see what it done? Paul, pretend you're doing right. Pretend you're keeping the law. Get us offering offered for yourself. And Paul went along with them under depression. And while he was in the temple, they came and got Paul and was about to string him up to a tree. Hallelujah. Then the soldiers came and rescued him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And from then on he was sent to prison. That's where he wrote the book.
Amen.
Amen. The message was cut off to the Gentiles then. Acts 28 ends. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Then the church went into a church age. Went through seven church ages. But he said, bring us back to the original again. Where we're not justified by the law. Where we're justified by faith in Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, when the tabernacle was built, there was one place called the Holiest of Holies. There was no natural light back there. There was only the Ark of the Covenant. Covenant. Amen. All right. But outside of that Holies of Holies was a seven candlestick.
Yes.
Which represents the seven church ages.
Yeah.
But that special one went behind the veil.
wokutsa
there was no candlelight there
kumene kodutsa mbali nayo kunalibe candle.
All it was is to incline the glory of God.
Yes.
There's where the bride's at. We've come through seven church ages.
Amen.
Now God set apostolic ministry in the church again. Not to get us engaged to Christ, but to get us married to Christ. That's what's taking place now.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. See the gospel for the Jew and the gospel for the Gentile.
Amen.
Amen. See the gospel for the brethren and the gospel for the wife.
Amen.
Peter was to the brethren, Paul was to the bride.
Yeah.
Amen. Peter had the gospel of the circumcision, which was to the Jew. Paul had the gospel for the uncircumcision, which was us Gentile. And when the Jews saw that gospel that Paul preached,
was
to the heathen, he said, Paul, you and Barnabas go to them heathen. We'll go to the brethren. But the heathen become the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. It's been
Amen.
A joy to be with you this afternoon. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We appreciate for the message which has come. We are really blessed. I myself have blessed. Don't know if there are other people.
Yes.
Okay, let's come back for God. Thank you. This is one of time. Let us all stand up.
Mamba, 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 Mamba
mukati
muri zose mamba wo
haleluya
muri zose mamba wo
mamba
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 muri zose mamba
dati
muri zose mamba wo
haleluya
muri zose mamba wo
mamba
mamba
Pastor Chris to come forward.
The other day, Abusa Station, the DJ at the wedding prayer.
Kibembele. Ambewa atu Yesu Christu, Mulungu watu. Tifuna kukuya mikani, Mulungu watu. Chifukwa chama tzulo abuino.
Yes, Lord.
Amene tinari kuona, tinari papando la mawa.
Yes.
Ambe Mulungu watu, mukare meke seke. Mukata mandike chifacha mbale watu Ben Howard
yes.
Ameni analishotenge la chanu mutawi ata atole meke seka fumi ya kuamba chikutoko seni kwa posa chifambia Mungu watu tambe tesa utengome kuti ambia china lani likare meke seke siku ametwaja fungu ruto kutela mamtu mikwano atusa Ben Howard
yes.
Ata ate kubela kuno kwa Afrika kutakala nafe mungu mekumele. Atate mdali teni mtumikwana. Dali sani sonkazi wache. Mushito yose minari nae. Komasa abusa nkande. Kuchikoka. Abusa nkande kumaloa anuambuye. Kukula nkaya. Ngakane de la ilu atato ole mekeseka. Tukupeleka abusa atikuta. Mishina la Yesu Christu. Hawa nao ni anayi. Atato ole mekeseka. Mungo koma mpima. Komasa tukupeleka abusa atoba maloano. Mamozi ni mpingo ose, ni mpingo yose mbani rose na siyana. Tiki kulila manja mwanu. Kutiku mungu wanga ole mekeseka. Pamene tamba utengo meneu. Kwa karenga diabe rote vima. Kutiambie pamene ana nimeledwa nkate. Maso anasefuka. Mitima inasimuka. Na ikachitila umboni. Eloso ambie tupulo kuchitila umboni. Baba wamene tawamba paru. Mungu ole mekeseka. Tukutiwa tiyena kutabalarika. Ena tende muzitsuo muzinjinga. Ena magari moto. Ena pansi. Tida ida jisama nile chani. Kuti Mungu kanao ni anani. Koma so kanafe na mbuye. Pame tukumena kublanta. Bano watu wabu Mozambiki. Timpeleka manjamanu. Mungu nikuli kumozambiki. Munga jitena ya mbuye. Ziko mwajipata ntawi. Ata atoko mamtima. Kata kare koyamba. Koma so kareni. Mbare watu. Kovesa pepo nzosia na nikuwao.
Yes.
Atate zabudia nzosia na nikuwao. Kwa maso wa ini ya hova. Kunstabarila magati yangu. Munga sitena ya kapo wangu. Ziko mwesimu amba nafe. Kwa maso munga filize nafe. Mujina la Yesu Christu mbela. Amen.
Amen. Amen.